Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, we are getting closer and closer to the end of the year, and it's kind of scaring me a little bit. I don't know about the rest of you. I'm not ready for Christmas, but that's nothing new. My neighbor kind of laughed at me because I was panicking, and she says, you do it every year, and it all gets done. So we won't panic. We'll just keep trudging along, and we'll get her done. I have with me today our good friend Melody Cederstrom. How are you today, Melody?
I'm doing just fine, Beth Ann.
Are you ready for Christmas, or are you panicking?
There's no need to panic over Christmas. We need to panic with what's in Washington. We should be panicking.
You are absolutely right. And you know, I don't know if you've seen the headlines. I had not seen them. I'm going to be flat out honest. My son called me before the show, and he goes, Mom, have you seen what's going on in Russia? So have you seen what's gone on with their ruble?
Absolutely.
And I thought, well, this looks good for our little dollar there, but how long is it going to be before our dollar does the same thing the ruble's doing?
Well, certainly Russia is having its problems, and I mean, there's speculations from the true drop in oil. Is Russia the true target? Are there other targets? Where's it all coming from? But the impact from Russia, certainly with the along with the sanctions that they've been placed on with because of Ukraine, certainly has a major impact. But you know, it's. Europe still needs Russia, so, you know, we're not quite sure how we're going to see this end, and will he be able to hold his will at bay to say it's what happens afterwards that could be certainly devastating to, including us.
Yes.
If he decides to do any type of retaliation. I mean, when you start doing this to this country, I mean, we look at it, or I look at it as war. We instigated war. It's a currency war. It's not the type of war that we're accustomed to, where there's soldiers, boots on the ground, and bullets and so forth. But certainly this is a financial war.
Oh, absolutely.
And you have all the economies around the world. Japan's, they're failing. China's slowing. Latin America's failing. Europe is failing. I mean, they're all, or if not all, most of them will be in a recession before long. So the big question is, if the rest of the world is failing, then how can the U.S. be doing so well, considering we're all so globally tied? But Putin had increased his rates to 17%, and it did stem the bleeding from the ruble a little bit. But is certainly at levels, and everybody does a comparison with Russia due to, back in 1998. Russia's a little bit different than they were in 1998. They certainly have more assets, and they certainly have a lot more stockpiled. So, they do have things that they can sell to help their currency before they actually devalue it. So we'll just have to see how it plays out. But certainly the people of Russia, faced with their high inflation. And this is, as you mentioned, an example of what will happen here.
Well, that's kind of what I'm looking at. But, when you mentioned we're all globally connected, and I was reading this article today that my son sent to me. Well, it's quoting a gentleman here that's from Russia, Vladimir Rudenkov, and he's from Verona's. I can't pronounce these names. It's a city about 500 kilometers from Moscow. But he transferred a portion of his savings into dollars yesterday and said he regretted that he didn't exchange it all. But when you said we were globally connected, as I read through this article, the next two paragraphs down starts out, the central bank which already drained $10 billion of its foreign currency reserves this month and on interventions, will probably need to spend another $70 billion to stem the slide, according to a survey of economists. And I'm thinking, where do we hear that kind of language? I mean, we hear it all the time, the central bank.
Absolutely. And, I mean, certainly, I mean, this does have devastating impacts on their GDP and, their economies and the people. I mean, Russia began the year as the eighth largest economy, the world's eighth largest economy. It has a gross domestic product of $2.1 trillion. And, now their ruble is worth less than, what, 2 pennies?
Yes.
Losing about 50%. So, I mean, Russia's another example of a fiat currency. And what happens to it, if something turns on a dime?
Yes.
And, so, they're, but again, Europe still needs Russia. So, you know, this hasn't been played out yet. And but certainly, you know, our currencies, our fiat currencies, our debt. I mean, we have far more debt than what Russia does. I mean, we're the leading country of debt. So
absolutely.
So we don't need the same thing that happened to Russia with the drop of oil prices, and it does have a big impact. I mean, you have to look at all these banking industries and entities that have these derivatives that have been tied to oil. I mean, there's a lot going on other than just Russia's ruble dropping, and I believe it's a big thing, but it's also a distraction too.
We have a lot of those, don't we?
Yes, we do.
The distractions just continue, and almost always a week later, 2 weeks later, sometimes just days and hours later, wham, you realize what you weren't watching.
And exactly.
Something's been taken away from the American people once again.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, the big announcement today was Cuba. And I don't know if you heard about that one.
No, I have not.
Yeah, so Obama is doing an executive order, and he exchanged, I believe it was three Cuban prisoners for a gentleman, a U.S. person that was jailed in Cuba, so there was a prisoner exchanged, and they are going to lift, or they're going to start talks on normalizing relations with Cuba.
Well, there you go.
And, of course, this is the first time in decades. And he really can't lift a lot of the embargo without Congress. He can do some executive orders, and I guess he's going to speak today at noon. He can do some executive orders, which he did, to allow credit cards to be used and to allow telecom for computers and internet to go into, he signed off on that. He can do an executive order, so that can be done. Marco Rubio out of Florida, he says, you know, it's a move to normalize banking and trade ties. The U.S. is even poised to open up an embassy in Havana, but he says it's going to do absolutely nothing to further human rights and democracy in Cuba. With this trade, certainly you're going to see, you know, the people of Cuba benefit. And but what's really sad is I saw a program once on Cuba and how their eco structure is so intact. It has one of the, because of the embargoes from the U.S., because we were never allowed to go there and be tourists and ruin their beaches, and their coral system around Cuba has basically been untouched. And now you'll see all this open up, cruise ships going in there and really destroy a lot. And, it was a very interesting program, but,
wow.
Interesting.
It is interesting, and we're going into a break. Your calls are welcome today. The phone lines are open at 877-894-54. I'm sorry. That's 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Melody and Beth Ann will be right back. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSC Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSC Talk Radio, and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278. C&J Dog Food is a family-owned business taking pride in caring for your pets. They raise pets. They own pets. They love and know dogs. C&J Dog Foods carries three special dog food formulas that are nutrient-packed and designed with your furry animal's health in mind. For your puppy, chicken and rice formula. For your adult pets, you can choose either a chicken and rice formula or beef and rice formula. C&J Dog Food is formulated to meet nutritional levels established by the AAFCO, meeting the nutrient profiles for all stages of your pet's life. Sold in 1-unit 50-pound bags available for pickup and bulk orders, or they offer 20-pound boxes that are easy to handle and convenient to store, as well as home delivery. Call for pricing, 417-452-2781. CJ Dog Food, your pet deserves the best. As breeders themselves, they know dogs. Call today, 417-452-2781, or visit them online at cjdogfood.net. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Melody Burns of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You can visit their website by going to www.dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. Or just give them a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Or right now, right here, live, you can talk to Melody at 877-895-5410. Melody, so we were talking about what's going on across this world and the distractions. I was reminded of what was going on when we were all enjoying our Thanksgiving dinners, and our wonderful government decided we needed more regulations. We weren't regulated enough. So 3,400 more regulations took effect in December, and Americans and their businesses are going to suffer even more. And it just goes on and on and on. And, you know, we mentioned the distractions. I'm not sure they're distractions. We're distracted, all right. But I think we're just in chaos from those elected officials running amok. They just don't care what the consequences are of the things that they do.
You know, I agree with you. I think we are in chaos. It's a quiet chaos, but and I think a lot of these are our last ditch attempts. I mean, even normalizing relationships with Cuba, thinking about opening trade, well, who does it really help? Mm. You know, you get the Americans going down there spending money they don't have, and you get the Cubans coming up here taking more jobs. You know, that people are already trying to compete for, you know, with the amnesty program that's been going on. So again, and to me, these are last. I mean, do banks really need those 12 million people to use credit cards in Cuba? Are they that desperate? And does Cuba really have enough money of those 12 million people in order to make what type? You know, so you know, certainly the elites, of course, are the ones that will become very wealthy on the backs of the Cuban people. And again, that was just, it was one last place in the world that they, you know, haven't been able to ruin. And I do believe it is part of the chaos. It is part of a quiet chaos. It's the last ditch attempts. And, if you're going to equalize, you know, the world's living standards, you can't leave any one area untouched. And certainly I think this is a sign. Is Cuba the last area untouched? Well, I don't know, but it's certainly a big one. And it's a sign of the times. It's melding the world together for that one world government, that one world currency, and everything else that the elite want.
Well, and do we have to make nice with everyone? You know, I just get so upset. I watched some of the news on Fox and everything last night, and I even get upset with them sometimes. But it's like, really? We had to keep hearing over and over again about the tortures that we have participated in, the humiliating of the enemy, the putting them in small rooms, the waterboarding, and they go on and on and on with these things that they think we've done that are so bad, and we watch what's taken place with the beheadings, and then yesterday what happened in Pakistan with the children and the school, and really, they're upset with us for humiliating an enemy, and so now we got to make nice with everyone because we're the bad guys. We got to make nice. When you said we've declared war on Russia, I wanted to play the child and said, well, they started it, but you know, it's just going crazy and the chaos, as you say, it might be quiet. But yesterday I interviewed
you. But did they really start it? I mean, that's the whole thing.
Well, you're right. You're right on that.
Absolutely
right.
You have our
right.
Government so entwined in stirring up stuff. And, you know, there's a lot of it was the gas, the pipelines. They had every, I'm not sure they had every right to do it, but, they were doing what they thought they had to do. And I'm not sticking up for Russia. I mean, I'm no fan. I mean, people have, and I believe you're absolutely correct. People have kind of confused the lines of what is what. We've become so socialist, which is, to me, a kinder, softer word for communism. There are no more lines anymore. You have so many things that are stirred up, all these false flags, all these things. It's very difficult.
Well, what's the old saying, Melody, about putting your nose in somebody else's business and you're going to get it, bit off or something like that? You know, have we not done that? Have we not practiced that? It's not just been a healthy competition, it's all of a sudden in your face, and not just us, but around the world. I mean, that seems to the chaos, the wars, the hatred toward one another. We're not trying to get along. We're not being good children on the playground. We just aren't.
No, we're not. And, I do believe it is an agenda, and I do believe if you look deeper, it's a spiritual agenda. And that's the only way that explains things. But, we try to keep it along the lines of politics and to see what various countries are doing to one another. I saw there was a headline I didn't have a chance to follow up four children, Christian children in Iraq, were beheaded.
Oh my goodness! Recently,
this was last week.
Oh, I did not hear that.
I didn't have a chance to follow up on it. But where's the outrage? There's so much turmoil. I mean, there isn't anything that is going to end nicely. And
it's the outrage is only there when it suits them.
Exactly.
We've experienced that a lot here lately. It's only when it suits them. The others, the other infringes, the other murders, the other killings, the other things that go on, they go unnoticed and unmentioned. And that is just, you know, it's politics in its darkest hour, because, you know, politics stands for policy, where you want to write a good policy. But we're beyond that, and we have been for a long time. We don't write good policies. We write greedy policies. And it'll suit one agenda or the other, one lobbyist or another, one corporation or the other. And it's never the best for the nation as a whole. And so when they start quoting the best, you know, whatever's good for the community, that's just a bunch of hooey, because they don't believe that in any way, shape, size, or form, or they'd be following what we call a constitution, which is best for the whole community of the United States.
Well, it certainly is. And, you know, like anything, you have to get back to basics. You have to get back to the roots in order to really change anything. And it's a long process. And I do believe we need to have something serious to get people's attention, to get the, you know, I get tired of trying to say we need to vote them out. Because, I mean, we've certainly been shown, everybody was all tickled about the outcome of the election. It's like, well, you know, they're not any different. Have proved themselves that they're not any different.
There's a few of them, I think, that are trying, and they are definitely in the minority. And, you know, everybody was upset at Boehner last week, and I'm thinking, what did you expect him to do? Because this is what
he expect?
It's what he's done every single time. Oh, he'll stand over here and talk a talk, but he never, ever, ever walks the walk. We have a caller from Ohio. We have Bob. Bob, how are you today?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Blessed holidays to you all.
Thank you. Real quick,
I didn't know if it was a wag the dog scenario, Sandy Hook deal in Pakistan. Do we have verification? It made no sense for Muslim radicals to go in and kill a bunch of school children in Pakistan unless the New World Order put them up to it.
Well, it was a military-run school, and I think that was what instigated that.
That was a crying shame. Nobody's making a big deal about Saudi Arabia is now outlawing and prosecuting Christian and Christian denomination and preaching in Saudi Arabia. Now, I don't know if you folks heard about that.
Well, I know that it's going around all over the place, Bob. We're going into a break. I'm going to have to let you go. Even last evening when we're talking about the shooting in Pakistan of the school, you know, the ones that will get up there and defend it, well, these aren't part of our religion. That's not it. They'll never stand up excuse them by saying that they're just radicals, and they don't really stand up against it. It just goes beyond any comprehension that I can have. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I'm visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver. You can visit her website by going to www.dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com, or give them a call at 1-800-375-4188. And we will be right back. CSE Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSE Talk Radio can help your business, too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training. Tim Milligan. Sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over 4 years. 4 years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSE Talk Radio help your business go national.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. InventHelp has been helping inventors since 1984, with sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. Get free information of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657. Get your free inventor's information by dialing 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657.
Is the right to keep and bear arms a divine right? Should Christians surrender their firearms if the law requires? Does the New Testament require Christians to always be nonviolent, to keep or not to keep? Why Christians should not give up their guns? Timothy Baldwin, along with his dad, Pastor Chuck Baldwin, have authored this book to help you understand or simply secure what you already know about Christians and our Second Amendment. This book is available for you now. $17 includes shipping and handling. On the heels of each national tragedy, schools and other places have become gun-free zones. Many in government are attempting to disarm Americans. To keep or not to keep will equip you with the scriptural knowledge needed to make a wise decision about the defense of your family, community, and country. Order today. Send $17 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, csctalkradio.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Anna visiting today with our good friend, Melody Cedarstrom. And she is with Discount Gold and Silver. She is Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You can visit their website by going to www.dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. Well, we're in the second half of the show. I thought maybe we'd talk about what you have to offer for my listeners today as well. We've talked about Russia and Cuba and everything else. I thought maybe we ought to talk about gold and silver a little bit.
All righty. Certainly, we have a small little package going on. It's Morgan Silver Dollars. Now, these are the ones, they're not pre-1921. The dates of them are 1921. Morgan Silver Dollars. And for a small fractional piece of gold, that's far better than a gram type bar product, 1/10 ounce gold eagle coin. So you receive 20 of the 1921 Morgan Silver Dollars along with a 1/10 ounce American gold eagle coin. It does have a $5 face value on the item and a total of $600, and that does include your shipping costs. So it really is a great small little package for folks to get started, and you can purchase one, or basically you can also purchase 100 of these. We have them available, so they just have to give us a call.
All right, and I'm going to give that number. It's 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. You don't name your packages, do you? Because you just...
Well, we can name this a Beth Ann package.
How about that? This is the Beth Ann package. I like it. I like it. And that's 20 Morgan silver dollars that are 1921.
Correct.
And 1/110th gold eagle. That's a $5 face value. For $600, including shipping and handling.
That does include shipping and handling.
I got it right, didn't I? I didn't get it right last week. Last week I got all confused.
Well, I decided to keep it a little bit simpler this week.
Yeah, keep it simple for Beth. You know, I started to say earlier in the show that I interviewed Judy Norton yesterday. Do you remember who she is? It's Mary Ellen off of the Waltons.
Yes, yes, yes. She's been popular lately.
Yeah, she's doing all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. She's a writer. She's a singer. She's a director. She's doing all kinds of things. And but you can't talk to Judy without going back to the Waltons. Poor girl. I'm always taking her back to the mountains. But, you know, we were talking about the day and time we're in now. And I see, you know, they don't want to call it a depression. They don't want to call what we're going through anything other than, you know, it's just a little bump in the road. But, you know, I see an awful lot of people kind of suffering for lack of jobs, suffering because our dollar doesn't amount to anything. And I haven't read the article yet, but, you know, here we go. We've been finally getting some good prices at the pump, if you call them good, but they're much better than they were. And now they're talking about raising the gas tax. It's like you just can't win for losing, Melody.
No, you really can't. I mean, they really do need the taxes. And that's what it all.
Well, yeah, because they just voted another $1.1 trillion budget. So.
Yeah, I mean, they need the taxes. So any savings that we see in gasoline, you're certainly going to get it in taxes. And I was just figuring some numbers today, and I thought, well, I wonder how much people really are saving, and I based it on a 20-gallon tank of gas. And you know, it's like if you get one tank a week. I mean, a week, that's $14 savings, so you're looking a little over $50 a month. So, I mean, I don't think that's enough to bring anybody out of debt, and certainly if you have bigger vehicles, and I mean, it will certainly help the trucking industry and so forth. I get that, the airlines and so forth. I believe it'll help them more than it'll help the citizen, although they think they're, you know, they've kind of been brainwashed thinking, oh, wow, we have lower gasoline prices. Now I can go out and buy me a new truck that's a gas hog, and you know, because gasoline prices are going lower. So I mean, it's just like it's just bizarre, the thinking. And but of course that all comes from Wall Street. And you know, you talked about the difficulties that people are having, and at one time when there was difficulties and people came together, there was more communication. They came together, they helped. People were out helping, and today there's more chaos. There's more. I mean, we see the demonstrations. We see you can pick whatever reason you have for these demonstrations, but personally, I believe it's because these people don't have anything else to do. They're at a crisis. They're at a point in time that's a crisis because you know, there are no jobs. The income is not rising. Things cost too much. They're dependent on the government, and I think all of this plays together. It helps the government likes because they're easier to manipulate at that point in time, but they're also rising out and striking out instead of coming together. And again, I believe that's also a lack of a spiritual commitment in this country anymore.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, when people are down and out, every problem is magnified.
Mm-hmm.
And everything becomes personal. And that's just the nature of that beast. It's just the human nature. And we see that across this nation. And it just breaks your heart, you know, when you realize how much pain and suffering is going on. Maybe not the physical pain, but the pain and suffering of trying to make ends meet and trying to figure out how, not necessarily to keep up with the Joneses, but, you know, nowadays, it's just, you know, yesterday we talked about that simple life and how they were struggling but surviving in any way they possibly could during that Great Depression time in this nation. And I think that we'll do that again, but it also brings the worst of people out.
Yes, it does.
You find out their true character if things aren't going smooth.
I mean, my grandparents, I mean, my family wasn't wealthy, and my grandparents got by with, you know, they still had the outhouse, and, you know, they lived in a small house, but they had everything they needed. And it was such a simpler life. And I get it. People don't want to go out to use an outhouse anymore. I get that. I don't either.
I didn't like it then.
But, I mean, again, you had that community. You had that togetherness. You had the commitment to other people. And it's been torn apart by Washington. It has been torn apart by Wall Street. And it's one thing when it happens, because usually when a situation happens, you usually come out of it. But we're in a situation now that I don't believe we're coming out of. And it is run by Wall Street, and it is run by Washington. And, you know, so there's need to be outrage, but the outrage is being placed in the wrong areas. And these people are getting away with it. They're getting away scot-free for what they've done to the people.
Well, they do something like this, and then they turn around and do something else, and that's when we talk about those distractions. They'll, you know, it's just like the Wizard of Oz, don't pay any attention to the man behind the curtain. And, you know, they, you know, last week with passing that $1.1 trillion, you know, to budget it through next year to make sure that we don't have to shut that government down, because Lord knows we couldn't make it without them. And but I think we're just barely making it because of them. And it's because of the things that they do and the agendas that they follow. Heard Elizabeth Warren go on a rant yesterday evening about the same thing that President Barack Obama had said several years ago, a few years back anyway, about you didn't build it yourself. And she goes off on, but, you know, we're the ones who paid the taxes on the roads. Well, does she think the businessman didn't pay the taxes on the road? We're the ones that did this, that made you do this, and we're the ones. And I'm thinking, you know, she didn't get where she is by herself either. Somebody voted her in there. And by golly, they need to vote her back out. But now she's thinking about running for president, and I think we're in a heap of trouble.
I think she'll be a big mover in the Democratic. She could very well be their nomination.
I think Hillary has been their distraction. I don't think they ever.
I never believed Hillary would run. I've said that for 3 years.
I have too. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. We have the Beth Ann special going on at Discount Gold and Silver. Give them a call at 1-800-375-4188, and we will be right back. CSE Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. At WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double-action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support common sense and CSE Talk Radio.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed. And that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. And request your subscription to The Pen today.
Hemby Dairy Supply has gone above and beyond the call of duty for all their dairy customers. Many of you men call Hemby Dairy Supply to inquire about certain products. When all is explained, you men make the wisest of all statements. I need to ask my wife. Well, Hemby Dairy Supply female employees are wise and can help you make those decisions that just might keep you out of trouble and perhaps even make you the hero of the day. Let Hemby Dairy Supply ladies assist you in making those hard-to-decide dairy supply decisions. And women, Hemby Dairy Supply can help you too. If you need male second opinion, let the Hemby Dairy Supply men assist you. Call them now at 1-800-306-8937 or shop online at HambyDairySupply.com and let the Hemby Dairy Supply staff of wives and husbands help meet all your dairy supply needs. That's 1-800-306-8937. Hemby Dairy Supply for all your dairy supply needs.
Affinity 4 is making it easy for you to stay connected with friends and family with their new senior-friendly wireless phone. This Affinity 4 phone features large buttons with an easy-to-use keypad, dedicated speed dial buttons, nationwide coverage on one of America's largest networks, and more. With its dedicated emergency call SOS feature, not only can you stay connected, but you also have the peace of mind knowing that in an emergency situation, you're protected. Plus, it's the only senior-friendly phone that allows you to give back to this radio station. That's right. Through Affinity 4's Give Back program, the proceeds will be donated to this radio station each month. This offer is available while supplies last, so don't wait.
Call 1-800-311-2648. 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting today with our good friend Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver. You can visit their website by going to dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. Or go, just give them a phone call and ask them for the Beth Ann special at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. I have in my hand your newsletter. You mentioned something earlier in the show, and it kind of brought me back to the article that Alfred Addis had written about inquiring minds want to hack. When we are encouraged, you know, we talk about the fiat money. If there's any proof that we're living in a fake money system, it's those credit cards and everything that's done online. You never see the dollar. You never see anything. It's all done in cyberspace, you know. It's all floating around up there above our heads. And every year, especially around Christmas, every year somebody hacks in. You know, Target got targeted last year. And so anybody that had a card or used a credit card at Target, at the Target stores, you had to get a new credit card from your bank or a new bank card or whatever the case may be. And that's happened numerous times. It's happened at Lowe's. It's happened around the, you know, other businesses and main stores, you know. They hack in there. And they take your pretend money and they start spending it. But it's this plastic world we live in and this cyber world we live in that is, if you don't believe that the fiat money is fake money, that's proof right there, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is. It's digits. That's what we have for a currency, is basically digits, and certainly nothing real. And we're heading into this, you know, we're close to a cashless society. And again, it's all part of the agenda. And it's all part of the conditioning. It's all part of the illusion in order to keep people, you know, buying their story. It's the biggest, you know, Wall Street is the biggest Ponzi scheme ever. And they keep the herds going in the direction they want them to. And the herds follow for the reward at the end. Unfortunately, that reward is going to be a cliff. And but they don't know it. And so absolutely, it's a great way to show that our currency is absolutely, you know, it doesn't exist. And eventually these people, various people, will no longer accept the dollar. Confidence will drop, and our dollar will go crashing through. And you know, we're seeing changes around the world, and I think this is all part of the unwinding. I think it's all part with the oil prices. It's part of unwinding the relationship between the Saudis and the U.S. I think it's and these, and no one knows the day and the time when things will begin to unfold. I know people want a date. And it was 12:01 a.m. on this date this year, and that's just not going to happen. And they have tremendous power and their abilities when you have a cashless society, the fiat currency societies, I should say. They certainly can do a lot, and they can keep this little game going for a lot longer. However, I think there is a peak, and I think we're close to that peak. And I think everything that we're seeing, all these, I mean, just like today, I mean, I can't, this story about Cuba, I mean, the big story about Cuba is him writing these executive orders to do it. He still has to get some parts of Congress approval to, like, get Cuba off the terrorists, enemy list, but, he can do a lot with his pen. And it's surprising, it's shocking, it's opening our borders once again to another country, and it's, you know, and the only ones that are going to help are the bankers and the telecom industry. And so it's not going to help either people in either country. And you'll have a bunch of people who say, oh goody, now I can vacation in Cuba, but you know, it's,
that's
it's
not been my
shocking
dream vacation. I don't know. That's never been my dream vacation.
You know, it's, but people, you know, because they, you know, they used to have to go to Canada before they could go to Cuba and so forth. And anybody who smokes a cigar, oh boy, now you get those Cuban cigars. I don't know. It's, folks need to get prepared. And I do believe this is an unwinding situation that we're experiencing. And we'll see how history writes it, you know, but there's turmoil everywhere.
It is.
Everywhere.
Turmoil and chaos, whatever you want to call it. And, you know, when we were children and they used to point out to us, and I'm sure that you and I are kind of in that same decade, but they would look at the maps. And then what the maps have become now, you were talking about the changing. And the maps have changed with the nations and the countries. Well, the same thing's going on with the financial system, how it is changing and reshuffling. And it's a constant thing. And right now it's like the boiling clouds of a tornado, you know, that form a tornado. Where is it going to hit first, you know, or where is it going to hit next? And where is it going to do the most damage? Right now we're looking at Russia as far as the economy is going and what devastation they are experiencing. And, you know, it doesn't take a genius to try and figure out, well, how long is that going to happen here? Because we know we can't keep going on and living in this pretend world.
No, we can't. And the arrogance that's coming out of Washington, it's just shocking. I mean, the politicians couldn't wait to get out of Washington so they could start their month holiday. It only took him a couple days before he started writing executive orders after they were gone. I mean,
Oh, the games people play now, every night and every day now.
You know, it's accepted. I mean, it's acknowledged and, you know, things haven't changed, but yet it's the speed at which things are changing is incredible. But folks really do need to get prepared, and we're here to help them. We're here to answer their questions, and we'll answer. If you want to talk about something other than gold, we're here to answer your questions and try to help you understand with what's going on. It's a very confusing time. You see markets hitting all-time highs, and you see pressure on gold. People are wondering, well, what the heck's happening with gold? Shouldn't it be higher? And it certainly should be. There's predictions out there for gold to go anywhere from 700 to 50,000. That would confuse anybody. And we try to teach our purchasers of gold and silver, you want to look at the fundamentals and stay with the fundamentals in your investment. That's what will help you decide where you need to be, and you don't go along with the flow of things just because these predictions of these promoters of other products tell you.
Yes, and we are out of time. I want to take a moment just now to tell you Merry Christmas, because I probably won't see you again here on the radio until after Christmas. So we want to tell you Merry Christmas, Melody, and thank you.
Well, Merry Christmas to you and to all of your listeners.
Oh, thank you. Folks, we got to come together every day with all the guests that I have to bring America home.
Job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-473-7921, 800-473-7921.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but it's in our house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are and were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $16.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, and one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy of Radical Islam in the House, only $16.99.